On behalf of the Sacred Half Hour, we thank you for the opportunity of speaking and telling you of the work of Sacred Half Hour. And I offer the apologies of Mr. Irvine, who wanted to be with us this evening but has a wedding which he could not avoid, and so he sent his apologies this evening. There may even be some in the younger ones who wonder what that word Sacred Half Hour really means. Never heard of it? Sacred Half Hour, if you've never heard of it, is a radio program, a Christian radio program produced for many years now by the Assemblies here in Brisbane, and has been broadcast for over 30 years throughout Queensland and Tasmania, and lately overseas. Now, in the early days, and it does seem to some of our younger ones, the early days, things were somewhat different to what they are now. I put my hand in the cupboard before I came out and found one of the really early books, getting pretty old and tattered these days, and it shows one of our first programs on October the 27th, 1946, before some here were even born. And there you see, and it's intriguing to read through, every program that's been recorded has all been recorded and actually written down here on the number of hymns. And you see men who spoke like Mr. Mann and Mr. Bruce Todd, Mr. James Evans and Jim Johnson and Bill Medlin. All these names we remember from years and years gone by. 30 years have passed, more than 30 years. And in that time, when it first started, it was a live broadcast from 4BH in Brisbane. Tape recorders hadn't been heard of. Time progressed. We got landlines. And so it was landline to 4G Wygimpy, 4MB Maribyrnong up the country. Then the 50s came. Tape recorders were invented and brought into Australia, and things moved out. And many stations were contacted throughout Queensland. Now, I know, and I'll come back to the fact that it's no longer broadcast in Brisbane. But this does not mean that Sacred Half Hour has gone off the air entirely. Far from it. If this map here, which you can see shows Queensland, those blue areas, with the exception of this little bit down here, which is 4BH Brisbane, now no longer on the air, those purple areas are still being covered every week with the message of the gospel by means of Sacred Half Hour. As you can see, if I get round this side, I can see it more clearly. We're on station 4WK Warwick, 4GY Gympie, 4MB Maribyrnong, 4BU Bundaberg, 4RO Rockhampton, 4BL Charleville, 4LG Longreach, 4LM Mount Isa, covering a large part of the area of Queensland itself. The program is now broadcast on one station, and one station only, in Tasmania, 7AD Devonport. We have never carried the costs of broadcasting in Tasmania. We've provided the programs, and our brethren there have broadcast and rather carried the broadcasting expenses in that place. Now, we've only one station left there. In addition to those which I've just mentioned, we also broadcast a 15-minute program from 4NA Nambour, which, of course, you know is not far away at all. We have been broadcasting half-hour programs for the last 2 months from station 2NCR FM in Lismore, New South Wales, our first branch into FM broadcasting, which is just starting here in Australia. We are looking forward and hopefully praying that as Radio Family Radio Brisbane, of which perhaps you have heard already, Family Radio Brisbane are applying to the Commonwealth Government for a licence for an FM broadcasting station in Brisbane as from this June. They're putting another application in as the Commonwealth Government are opening up for applications for this new FM broadcasting. We are hopeful, if Family Radio are granted a licence, that we indeed will be able to broadcast, and those here in Brisbane who have an FM receiver will be able once again to hear a little of the Sacred Half Hour. Now, we send another program overseas every week. It goes to the West Indies, to the Caribbean area, and it's broadcast from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, a Baptist-run station there in Antigua, or Antigua, whichever the way you'd like to pronounce it, and there they are broadcasting our program 3 times every week. We have letters from many, many people. We don't know. We never see the people who hear the program, but we read their letters when they take the trouble to write. And how often so many Australian people just can't be bothered to write. How many times Mr. Irvine has gone around the country and spoken in various meetings, and a fellow will come up to him and say, "Mr. Irvine, I heard your program and I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ through that program 20 years before. And they'd never written to tell him, never once. Well, we Australians sometimes are just a little casual when it comes to putting pen to paper. But letters are flowing in all the time. Not as many as 20, 30 years ago, perhaps. And sadly, not as many as when we were broadcasting in Brisbane and so many more people could hear the program. But letters do come. Letters with questions on spiritual problems, which, as I spoke to Ian on Thursday, he had some there on his desk in front of him. Letters of appreciation from elderly people. Our programs are not particularly geared to the younger people, the younger generation. But the ones who seem to appreciate it more are those who are getting on to their middle age and to their older ages of life, particularly those who are ill, those who are shut in their homes and they can't get out, those who are in the country areas far away from fellowship with other Christians, and they write continually. Just the other night we made a program on the theme of, does God really care about things that happen to us? And for his address on that night, Ian had brought two letters along, which he'd received just recently. One from a young couple who had a son in, well, they weren't all that young anymore, but God had given them this son. He had been born with a physical handicap. For 18 months they'd watched him grow and they'd loved him so much, and then God had taken him. Did God care? They wanted to know. Another mother whose family had broken, divorced from her husband through drinking problem. How am I going to bring up these two children of mine? They're growing up now to teenagers. Can you help me? Can you pray for me? So many people are needing someone to talk to. So many people are needing someone who'll care. Someone who'll give them a bit of advice. Someone who'll get down on their knees and pray for them through the problems and difficulties of life. We all have problems. We all need guidance. And praise God for every letter that we get that tells us that someone's listening and they're looking for some help, some guidance, some instruction. These programs need a lot of equipment to produce them. Last year was a year our technicians they received more grey hairs than they did previously because we had numerous breakdowns in our recorders last year. God had granted us excellent machines, had worked well. Some of them were getting to 20, 25 years old. They'd given us wonderful service. God had been very good to us in this regard. But he'd also been very good to us financially. And we wondered why the finances were building up until we had a large surplus over and above our immediate needs. Last year we found out, as this equipment started being more and more troublesome, and God in his goodness was able to provide us with three brand new recorders, three Revox machines used in many, many broadcasting stations. These cost $4,500 and we were so glad to have them, and so glad to God that he provided what was necessary so that we can maintain a standard as high as we possibly can. But you know, as we think of the listeners who write, what we're more worried about just at the moment are the many, many listeners who once used to listen and no longer can, particularly among the Lord's people. Because so often when a program is being broadcast and you're not listening to that program, it tends to get a little further back in your memory and it almost becomes forgotten. Just as though I might have had a dear Aunt Jane who lived just around the corner and I'd drop in to see her from time to time. If she lived in Melbourne and shifted down there, as years went by with my love of letter writing, I'm afraid she wouldn't get communicated with quite as regularly as she used to. In fact, I'd probably get round to writing her a letter every Christmas or something like this. Do you know we're finding this a real problem in Sacred Half Hour? Last night I met two people I hadn't seen for a long time, and in the course of conversation they said, how's Sacred Half Hour going? Is it going? Is it going? Well, they'd forgotten. They hadn't been able to hear it for many, many months. In fact, years. And the big problem to us is the fact that when people can't hear, not only do they forget to pray, but they forget to give. And inflation is something which is real. It's affecting everyone's hip pocket today, even a Scotchman like Mr. Cairns here. And it's a very troublesome thing when you're broadcasting, because not only do the bills keep rolling in with regularity every month, but every time the station renews, they invariably say, I'm afraid the price has gone up 10, 20, 30%. Whereas 5 years ago, if I stood on this platform and said it now cost us $500 a month to broadcast, today in 1978 it cost us $306 every week just to broadcast. That's not counting the postage, not counting the cost of tapes, which are around about $3 each, not counting anything in the equipment side at all. But it costs us, with postage and tapes, approximately $350 every week to broadcast the program on the stations which God has graciously granted to us. Doesn't sound much when you say it quickly. But as the bills come in and have to be paid monthly for a 4-week month, that leaves us $1,400 to find. For a 5-week month, it leaves us $1,750 to find. And that's a lot of money to find. And that's meaning more and more at the moment that we have to get down on our knees to ask God to give it to us. Because at this particular moment, they're not just a worrisome thing, these finances, they're a critical thing. Because we have stations at this stage who are waiting 30 days late for payment. Because we have $1,000 to find. And until we find it, they can't get paid. Now we feel this very much indeed. Because we feel it's dishonouring to God to have a commercial company have to wait and say, well, we just haven't got the money to pay you just yet. God has been so wonderfully faithful. For 30-odd years, we've been able to meet our bills. Many's the time we've had to get down on our knees and say, Lord, the time is getting late. But at this stage, we would plead with you that you put in your mind and down on your calendars or down on your prayer book or wherever you keep these things, the fact that Sacred Half Hour has not gone off the air. Sacred Half Hour is still broadcasting. God is blessing the program as many, many letters come in from time to time. God is blessing as people are turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. But this blessing does require your help because it's God's work and you and I are God's people. And as he moves his wonderful spirit in our hearts to supply that need. So much more I could say, but I'm so afraid of Mr. Cairns here that I feel I must stop. Don't forget, Sacred Half Hour has not stopped. Sacred Half Hour is broadcasting every week from so many countries, across there in Antigua, here throughout Queensland, New South Wales in one station, Tasmania in one station. All we need your prayers. We need your prayers for guidance as we prepare, we plan programs from week to week. We need your prayers for the speakers, for the singers, and how we thank God for every one of the choir, some who've been coming every Monday night virtually for 5, 10, 20 years, nearly 30 years. We thank God for dedicated voices, dedicated lives and hearts, and we ask you that you will pray with us, that God will indeed bless, and that God will speak in your heart and in my heart, that he might direct us to our responsibility and the part that we can play in keeping these broadcasts on the air.